हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सरि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anti Lila, Chapter 16. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tastes nectar from the lips of Lord Sri Krishna. Page 26. We have seen that a person who is not the son of a doctor and has not attended a medical college is sometimes able to practice medicine by practical knowledge of how to perform a surgical operation, how to mix medicine, and how to give certain medicines for certain diseases. A person can receive a certificate and be registered as a medical practitioner in the practical field. He can do a medical man's work and be known as a doctor. Although qualified medical men may consider him a quack, the government will recognize his work.
Is this a purport?
This is, yes, a very long purport. Srila Prabhupada's purport. And this is a purport to... it doesn't say. Where's the what it says here? Yeah, I guess it, oh no, when it doesn't say anything, it just means it's the purport on this Chaitanya Charitamrita verse. Especially in India, there are many such doctors who perform the medical services perfectly. They're accepted even by the government. Similarly, if one is engaged in brahminical service or occupational duties, he must be considered a Brahmin despite the family in which he was born. That is the verdict of all the Shastras. Right, because you see, it's a regular thing that you have. You have it in that field. It's just like whatever you're dealing with, they expect you to be coming from those backgrounds. Like, you know, like if you're in this very prestigious school, they expect that your parents were in the school, and it comes down like that. So if you're coming in from, areas or families, like you're there just because you're smart, you're not there because you were born in the families that, you know, you're supposed to be there, then many times they don't deal properly. Like that. Or in politics, if you're not from a political background, come up through the political system and then make it to the top, they don't like it. You know, if you come in from outside, you just get voted in because people like you, they don't like it. So it's a common, you know, thing, a material element, you know. It's always there's groups and like that. So he's pointing out is that the Vedic system is if you have the qualities and perform the service, you're accepted in that way. It doesn't matter the background. Like that. In Srimad Bhagavatam 7.11.35, it is said, Yasya yal lakshanam proktam pumso varna bivanjakam yad anyatrapi drishyeta tad tenaiva vinir dishet. This is a statement by Narad Muni to Maharaj Yudhishthira, where Narada says that the symptoms of a brahmana, kshatriya and vaishya, are all described in the shastra. Therefore, if one is found exhibiting the symptoms and qualities of a brahmana, kshatriya or vaishya, and serving in a brahminical kshatriya or vaishya occupation, even if one is not born in a brahmana kshatriya or vaishya, and born a brahmana kshatriya or vaishya, he should be considered such according to his qualifications and occupation. Similarly, in the Padma Purana, it is said, Nashudra Bhagavad Bhaktas Tetu Bhagavata Mata Sarva Varneshu Te Shudra Yena Bhakta Janardane. A devotee should never be considered a Shudra. All the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be recognized as Bhagavatas. If one is not a devotee of Lord Krishna, however, even if born in a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya family, he should be considered a Shudra. Because if he hasn't taken up devotional service, technically he is. He may be on the material platform working in the appropriate way. Right? So in the material platform, he may have qualities, he's doing that, but because it's all mundane, actually he doesn't know Brahman. You know, because you're taking in general that someone is trying, the Vedic system is encouraging, trying to get people to come up, to elevate themselves, because human life is meant for that elevation. So if there's an interest in Brahman, there's kind of a effort for that, that's considered good. But actually, Brahman means Krishna. Brahman doesn't mean just Brahman. Because if you know only Brahman, that means you don't actually know. Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah. And so especially if one is not a devotee, we're not a Vaishnava, then it becomes a problem. But it doesn't mean that the occupational duties you perform will be according to, you know, whatever your ability is, or whatever, you know, in times of emergency, whatever is available. You know, does that make sense? You know, because before it would be, you have a, let's say, you have that discussion of the arrangements after Yudhishthira had asked Krishna to, after he had asked, Krishna to attend, he wanted to get the blessing for performing the Rajasuya, because he wanted to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so once it was approved, then the discussion was, okay, now arrangements. So you had the one aspect is that you had to take care of Jarasandha.
Right.
Because unless you take care of Jarasandha, then you can't, you know, you won't be able to perform the yajna. And then the other was, then after, you know, that kind of aspect is taken care of, then it's about the facilities. And so for that, it has to be very grand. You need a lot of gold, a lot of stuff. So then, you know, where will they get that much stuff? And so then it was mentioned about the a previous yajna done in a, I'm not sure how long back, but it appears that it was done in some previous age or a long time before by some great king. And yes, and so all the utensils were made of gold. You know, so everything that you do, you have all these different things. I mean, a kus mat is not made out of gold, but otherwise the yajna spoons, the pots, everything else, the different things, the mortars, anything that you're going to use. Even like the plow, that they plow the field before they to purify, because when ground is plowed, it becomes purified. Mm-hmm. So you've picked the proper place, then you plow the field, that they use a gold plow. And so all these utensils, and you're talking about these big yajnas, they can have a lot of Brahmins, like the Soma Yajna requires 90 Brahmins. And that's the ones that are in post. They're going to have assistants and this and that, whatever. But there's 90 Brahmins. So it's quite a big affair, and everybody's got paraphernalia, you know, even the Achman cups, this, that, whatever. So all that is solid gold. And according to the rule, the paraphernalia belongs to the Brahmins. It doesn't belong to the Yajna. You know, it's always thought, I gave all the stuff, it's mine. You use it to do the thing, I get all the blessings, and then, you know, some crumbs will, you know, give you. You know? But that paraphernalia belongs to the Brahmins. Just like the result of the yajna belongs to the Brahmins until you give a suitable dakshin. Right? So if you give a proper dakshin, you get the full effect. You give a small dakshin, you get a small effect. They keep the, in other words, the Brahmin will get his full benefit. right? You know, either he walks away with the benefits of the yagya, the full benefits. You give the dakshin, and you give properly according to your position, their position, what was done, everything like that. And then you get that, you get the benefit. If not, if you gave, let's say, half of what it should have been, he gets half, you know, and the dakshin you gave him, the other half is in the yagya. You know, he gets half of that, you get less. So, there was so much gold that the Brahmins couldn't carry it. So what they could carry, they took, and the rest they just left there. And what was left there was enough to take and do the Rajasuya sacrifice. You know, so how much they used to do. These are this big shroud here. That's why I said in this age, you can't do these things. You know,
No, I mean, normally when I do a yagya, people ask me, so how much you give to the priest? I said, look, the most important is you give. 1 rupee, 1 lakh, it's up to you. And I get 2 rupees.
Yeah, but that means all those yagyas, you get the benefit, and they get 2 rupees worth of benefit. You know, that's the way it works. It's not a matter of, oh, we're devotees, it doesn't matter, then why are you doing it?
Yeah.
You know, you're doing the Griya Pavesh, it's like, you know, that is kind of pure devotion and all that, and everyone's rolling on the ground in ecstasy. It means after you do it, then that half gold mongoose comes in to roll on the ground to see if he can turn fully gold, you know. You know. So that's the thing, is it's always thought, oh, we don't have to get, but that's why then, therefore, the Brahmins are working at Tesco's. There's no one to give any money.
Yeah.
All right, if I give money, that's karma kanda. You keeping money, at least, look at it this way. Okay, even you say it's karma kanda, that's pious. Not giving charity, that's demoniac. That's for demons, that's for low class, that's for uncultured, untrained, and all that. So, which do you want to be?
The demons also give donations.
Of course, we don't want to get too much into that, freak people out too much, you know. It's the when you go below Shudra, that's where this stuff starts. Because Shudras are charitable. That's the fun part. I noticed when I was out, especially when you get, you know, how you say, more Western Europe, like that. So I go to someone's house who, they don't have much, you can tell. You know, they have a few rooms. There's hardly any furniture. It's one of those ones where there'll be a couch, there'll be a dinner table, there'll be a bed. You know, there'll be enough utensils in the kitchen to cook. So you know they're devotees. But they give nice donations. And then you go to the big houses and so many family members and that. And they give you very, very small.
Yeah, and it's always like that.
Yeah, because they think this, you know, yeah, it is.
In China, you have the yagya, right? You get like 50 when you get initiated. And then when they start going around, they wonder how much to give. So they look at the first one who's going to give, they all give the same.
So you have to work it out with the first person. You've given the money.
You should bring your own person.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like when they take the plate with the lamp on it. I've seen it myself. Like these, you know, like Indian gentlemen, they're devotees and all that, but they know it's a crowd, it's a general crowd. They first pull out a big note out of the pocket, you know, before, you know, and put it on the plate. Then when they go around, the people, okay, well, okay, they can't give 100.
Right.
I mean, 500, but, you know, they'll give 50 year or something like that. Well, if you just go around first, there'll be coins, and that's all you'll end up with.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maran, so I'm just lost, but it's so exciting. But what was the connection?
What was the point? Why are we talking about this? Because it's Tuesday afternoon.
Jarasandha and his jagya?
There was the assembly in Dwarka. Krishna asked Uddhava.
Yeah, but how do we get into that?
No, you were explaining that Yudhishthira Maharaj came to Krishna,
yeah,
and then he wanted to install him, but then...
But, you know, that was before. It was before when they were planning.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, this is when they first come and first do, and then it's decided that they'll go get that. And so then that was what they would give to... Oh, that's how it came up. Again, it comes up from our Tesco wallet. Why the Tesco wallets are working at Tesco's and not being able to maintain himself by brahminical activities. Because before it would be, they would give so much. Like that. But now it's not, you know, it's like, I want all material benefits if I can get it for free. You know, in other words, I want all material benefits, you know, but we chant Hare Krishna. You know, it's kind of like you got your feet on both boats, you know, like that. You know? So it's fine, yeah. This one it costs you, you know, in external things, and this one it costs you in sarva dharma paritya. So it's like, you know, if that's the point. If someone's like that, you don't mind. They give a little bit of something. It's like Krishna went, I think, to Uddhava's house. Was it Uddhava? Like that, and he ended up with the banana peel.
No, Vidura.
Vidura, yeah. Yeah, Uddhava would be better situated. Yeah. And so, yeah, like that. Then it's just a matter of the qualifications are there. That's why you see is, do they have the qualifications? Are they doing? So the thing you're looking at is, he's doing the pujari work, he does all those things, he knows the mantras, anybody's doing some scars, he's there doing that for them. He's very enthusiastic, you know, to him it's not so much of a money thing, because if it was, he wouldn't be doing it. Mm. Like that, you know. And so then you see it's brahminical, and because therefore it's emergency, that he can't maintain himself by that, because, you know, it's just, it's not being that. Therefore he works at Tesco's. But otherwise, if from that people would get, then that's all he would be doing. So you always have to be able to balance that there's that and then there's the Tesco's. I mean, you know, being missed, what is the nature, what is the occupation, and then what is the, what do you call it? The situation, emergency. You know, I've had person, they can write, and they want to write, you know, books, like, you know, like, let's do curriculum for the kids and stuff like that. But they having that kind of brahminical nature and that ability to do that, and they can write, but the problem is, you know, no one's giving them anything for that. And then at the same time is, by their nature, they can't do something else that makes money so good. You know, so if they go out and, you know, sell stickers or this or that, they don't sell much. So then it comes out they can never get enough money to be able to write the, you know, like that. So you have to look at that. That's why then it says administration is supposed to look, or, you know, at, or communities look at. If you have such people, they should be supporting them. You know, but it goes by nature. Because otherwise then I remember in one place that all the pujaris were living in the temple, everything like that. But then they had a point where it was getting where devotees that were living in the temple wanted so much facility, the temple couldn't take care of it. So then I was talking to, you know, some, so those who want more than, it means you have this is what you have, you want this, take it. If you don't, you know, go, you know, do what you need to do to maintain the lifestyle you feel, you know, you're comfortable with. But at the same time is, they won't tolerate anybody else still living in the temple. They'll go, why is he living in the temple? You're paying for him. Yeah, but he's getting nothing and he does puja all day. You don't do puja all day. They can't see that. No, it's he's in the temple. Therefore, they won't. So they had to make it, no one could live in the temple. So all these pujaris just disappear. And at the same time, the others, they're not going to, I'm busy doing my job. How can I come and do puja? So that's the things where administration has to be very strong, is that these people have this nature, that's that nature. Because if you say we're all equal, great. Then you sit down and be happy with what the others are getting. So that's the fun part, is everyone talks equality, but they're not willing to accept what comes with that equality.
Equality has a price.
Yeah, equality has a price. And these days, a big price, you know. So that's the point. It's just used as a political or economic tool. It's not used as a religious. In other words, it's not on the social platform. It's always on the so-called moralistic or sensual platform. And the argument means, if you say moralistic, material moralism, it means sense gratification. So if you can get more, you'll fight. Or think you can get more, you'll fight.
Maharaj, we know from teachings of Srila Prabhupada that pure devotional service, we do it for free. Mm-hmm. That's how we trained.
Yeah.
But nowadays, people want this jagya, you know, Saturn jagya, they want shiny jagya, they want... Can we charge for that? Is that okay? Because it's brahminical occupation.
Of course. Means in this, they want that, they should be giving very good donations. But the problem is, this is the rub here. If you say it's this much, it means this yajna costs this yajna costs that much, all this and that. Yeah. The problem is then the person who's doing the Brahminical activities, because he's charging, he gradually, you know, drop by drop, loses his ability. Hmm. That's why you see, you know, let's say there was a big, very common before, I don't know about now, but very big, let's say, astrologer or palmist or, you know, one of these guys. And he was just one of the guys, and people come, and whatever they give, you know, he may end up with some rupees or a banana or whatever it is. But, you know, he's doing, and his family's always done. Then the Westerners, you know, hear about it because he's good. They come, and they give a little bit more, and then he gets that, and he starts charging, and then it costs this much to do the thing. Then after 20 years, you don't hear nothing out of them. You don't hear about them anymore. It's not that they're dead.
No.
It's just they've lost their power. So that's the point, is that that's where the difficulty comes. Is if you say, then it's that you can say is normally people give like this. That's what I would say. I wouldn't say is it's whatever you can, but for this kind of thing and that, normally people would give, you know, this much. And then it's up to them what they give.
Because nowadays on the internet, you see the price list, you know, these jagyas.
Yeah, and then after how many years, and those guys will be...
It doesn't
last at all. Or when you have the guy in the temple does like, and it charges like that, and the guy goes there and he does that, he lasts 2 years.
Yeah, I was thinking 3 years max.
Or, no, where there's a different format, which is regulated temples. Like they come for, you know, first grains, head shaving, whatever. They have the temple priest. The temple priest already gets an allowance.
Yes, so the money goes to the temples. Then you can do it. It goes to the deities. That you can do. The temple's running it, maintaining the devotees is doing it.
Yeah.
And if I was them, they were smart. When he does do things, they should give him a little something for
that. Yeah, no, they do.
Yeah. It means besides what they're maintaining. Right. So if this month he does, you know, it's one of those where, you know, he does 500 weddings in 3 days, you know, then you should give him more. It's like here, the things were up before Kartik was over. The lights are, everything's ready. So that, you know, the nanosecond, you know, because, I mean, you go, it would be the next day. But at the same time, as if you're following Bratas and that, you know, you're doing like that, then after sunset, then it starts. So on Purnima night, there was already a wedding going on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It already started. There's been every day there's been one here.
The next day there were three.
Yeah. Wow. So it's happening. But the thing is, you have to know is that if they don't do everything perfect for Ashani, Yagya, this and that, what benefit are they going to get? So if they don't give a very good donation, what are they going to get? They think, oh, we chant, then you stick to chanting. We don't need, that's the whole point. We don't need to worship these demigods. Now, why would we do that? You know what I'm saying? So it's just you chant and that. And if you have a problem, you worship Nishinidev. You know, worship Krishna. Do some special pujas for Krishna. You're doing that puja, why not do that for Krishna? You know, so generally that kind of stuff we won't get involved in. You know, like that. Especially temples shouldn't get involved. But the people like to do, you know, what to do. But how long they'll last, but it puts it out in the ether. You know? People think they'll get more benefit, you know, because the immediate.
Yeah.
That's why it says, Gita says, for immediate benefit that people worship. And then, but how long do they last? How long is anybody else?
I saw one very big astrologer. He used a technique. He himself, when somebody goes to take suggestions, he'll not say the money amount. And people go South Indian, so they give at least 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 for a meeting half an hour. But when you ask that to perform a yagya, he says, this yagya costs this much. It will not be 5, 10, 50,000, 60,000. These many Brahmins will come, they will perform yagya. They'll do. He will not be...
He will not be involved. He's getting the money for those Brahmins.
Yeah. And then they give him donation from that, he can take.
Okay.
It's not like...
Yeah, but then he ensures that it goes nicely there.
So
Or it can be the even going the other way, is that, which say the one way is that it's being done for the temple, the money goes to the deities, and then after that it goes, and then they give what they take care of the devotee. Or the temple arranges it and says it's this much that you have to give, but it's being done by that Brahmin and he gets the donation. You know, either way would work. The point is the Brahmins don't worry about that because they know they get the benefit anyway. That's the specialness. So that's why it's a problem when then it becomes a business. So I've seen people decide, yeah, I'll do this and that. They want to come, they always want to learn mantras, how to do the yajna and this and that. when I said 2 years, that's a guy there, but otherwise 6 months is pretty standard. And then, because if you're doing, if that thing is if you're doing it for the devotee community, okay, you know the devotees, you know this and that, and so there's not a problem. But if you're doing it for the bigger, Hindu community, then it's better it's going to the deities. Because, you don't know that they're following any standards or anything. So you don't want to, because people who directly deal with them and take the money for that, 6 months. And then it's just, from being that, like that, he just fades into the background. Because it's the real stuff. You're dealing with the real.
Yeah.
It's real. It's just that, of all things, Hare Krishna mantra, that's the most real. That's the really real thing. But it's all real. That's to be understood. It has effect. And so that's why we start at the top. And on the, deal, that's Daiva Varanashram, deal how much is necessary for this. So if they say they want to do for him, yes, temple can arrange, but then it has to be the money is going to the deities. And then they can say it's this much. Like that. Like you see in the south, anything is there. It's just written there because it's for the deities. So that, this is 10,000, this is 25, this is 50, like that. And they'll tell you what you get. I don't know now, I can talk from the 80s. You'll get the Ekayana Darshan of Tirupati. G in the morning is like that time after water taken before the bathing. And it's like that. It means those people there, then they can come. They can get that darshan. It was 3,000 rupees. You'll get 2 lattes. Yeah, that's it. They said you're not getting any more than that. You're getting 2 lattes for this, huh?
10,000 now.
That's 10. There was 3 then.
Same
2 lattes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the lattes got a little smaller.
Lattes also, but
they used to be Tirupati lattes were like this, same like what is it? Nathdwar. They were this.
Nathdwar, huge.
Yeah. Now I think I'm not sure about Nathdwar, but Tirupati went from this size down to this, and now I think this is the standard that they give out. I think for the pujas they'll give you that little bigger.
But you get the darshan. You pay for the darshan. Nathdwar is just.
Yeah, but no. But some people may say, "Can I get this? Can I get that?" So then they harass the pujari. So it's no. You get this and 2 lattes. Right, right. This one, then you get this, and you get a garland. Or this one, you get that, and you get this. Thing. Because it was because otherwise, there's trouble. And if you pujari there in Tirupati, how much all day people will be harassing you? So they just make it really easy. But I think if you go in the morning, bathe with fully dressed in that pond and do full Dandabhat Parikram around the temple, you can go to Mangal Arati for Darsha for free. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still?
No. Not anymore?
You've been?
Still. Oh, it's still. Not anymore. Wow.
There's one thing still you could do. Like 5 years before, if you give 1 crore donation,
okay,
then you get 1 day, like whichever, you can participate in the whole day, any kind of arati you want, that day is your day, once in a year.
So that means,
any.
So they have 365 crores, and how many years ahead is this book?
Yeah, that also, at least 6 months ahead you look at it.
No, but I'm saying how many. Like this year is booked. I want it booked. Okay, mm-hmm. We only have after 3 years.
Yeah, 6 months is booked ahead.
Oh, 6 months.
No, it depends. I don't know the detail, but that's how it is.
Oh, okay.
At that time it was 1 crore. Like I know some donate. Now it will be like 5 crore something. Maybe.
And you got to shave up.
And that's anybody who can just have to wear those three.
I mean, that's for us, we already go shame, so it's not a problem.
You have to wear a dhoti, sheva, it's common. And anyway, all the competitions in South, they already wear a dhoti. I hardly have any hair.
Yeah, so therefore you have to look very carefully on what you're doing, because if the opportunity is there, available, and they're not taking it, then that's another thing. Because that's one of the things that's there, is the king. One of the administrative duties is, when it's time of emergency, then they're kind of seeing everybody's engaged, and people, whatever they have to do, they do. But when emergency's over, and you can perform your own duty, you know, it's available, and you don't, then the administration will come to them and say, let's say if you're talking about a Brahmin, and let's say he's doing something else, it says, okay, now it's available, you can do this. Now, are you going to go back to that? Or you'd rather do this other service? Because, and if you do this other service, you'll be re-identified as that. You know? But if you go this, you do this. So that kind of aspects, that's one of the administration has to see, that people aren't falsely claiming a higher position. You know, because that's what it would be saying. People claim to be Brahmins but don't have the qualities. But in the Vedic system of four, they wouldn't be allowed. You know, it means they may live in the family, they're there, but they're Dvija Bandhus. You know. So then that's why sometimes you'll see these kinds of situations. So you can say, yeah, working for some of that is a Shudra, but it's only because other stuff aren't available. You know. At the same time, it's these kind of got arrangements almost like freelance, you know. Mm-hmm. So here, therefore, it says, a devotee should never be considered a Shudra. All the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be recognized as Bhagavatas, right? So a Brahmana is one who knows Brahman, and because they know the Supreme Brahman, they actually know Brahman, they're real Brahmanas, right? So therefore, they're Bhagavatas. The occupation they're performing, that's another thing. But they're always accepted on that higher level. That's why you see is that when you're dealing with all these devotees, they all accept each other on this topmost level as Bhagavatas. But when they're making these, the position, if their social position happens to be in a lower place, they'll take advantage of that to say, oh, I'm low-born, or I'm this, or I'm just a common this, or that. But even without that, they'll still say that. That's just the nature of the Mahabhagavat. They see like that. They see that I'm not advanced, everyone else is. But this makes a very good, easy, you know, obvious kind of thing.
There's this very beautiful verse in the fifth canto, you know, long verses, teachings of Rishabdev. Mm. And you go from, you know, the lower species and gradually to the human and the celestial beings and the ghosts and the gandhavas. And then he goes right to the top. And he says, and the brahmanas are best of all. And he said, actually, I consider the brahmanas to be higher than myself. He said, because everything I say it for them. Everything I do, I do it for them. Mm.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful verse.
Yeah, very nice. So it takes some sobriety to appreciate what's going on and how one situates oneself. You know, and you see it, and you know, you do the best you can. But the main thing is that devotionally one is situated. That's there. That's stable. That's steady. You know, the Vaishnava character and all this, and then other things. The occupation is not so important. You know, consideration. And ashram, you know, it's just natural there's a particular position. In the Padma Purana, it's also said, swapakam eva ne kshetha loke vipram avaishnavam vaishnavo varno bahyo pi punati bhuvana trayam. If a person born in a Brahmin family is an avaishnava, a non-devotee, one should not see his face, exactly as one should not look upon the face of a chandala or dog-eater. However, A Vaishnava found in Varnas other than Brahmana can purify all the three worlds. Right, so the Brahmana, even though if he's not a devotee, then he's considered as, you know, contaminating to look at it. But a devotee, doesn't matter which varna he's in, he can purify the three worlds. So that's what I said before, that Brahma can't even purify himself, let alone the family, and just by seeing him, one should go take a bath with your clothes on.
Wherever you are.
I mean, that means he wouldn't, you know, if you're walking down the Broadway, you wouldn't jump into a sewer. You know, you go home and take a bath. But you close them. Yeah. So any, but it's considered as impure because you take them off, then it becomes an everything. So you just walk into the, you know, you take off things that you need to take off, you know, like your watch and stuff like that. And then you just, you know, take a shower with your clothes on.
Generally, when people go to crematorium, they take bath, clothes on.
Yeah. Yeah, so after the funeral ceremony, is all the clothes on, and then those clothes are, you know, yeah, left yeah. there or something.
Yeah,
left on that, and then others get to take
Jewish, them. They do not give
clothes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So after the
My brother died, so, yeah. You know, I had to go to the thing, I'm wearing the worst, cheapest t-shirt ever.
Because you have to rip it. Yeah.
No, the guy came with a pair of scissors, cut it in half.
What, while you're wearing it or after
you're
wearing it?
Yes, while wearing it.
But not for the ladies, of course, not for the
top. I was going to say, that's going to be... So I was wondering, why it's so popular? That's it.
Now they tell the cloth.
Oh, okay. Then.
But see, you can do the part a little bit. You don't have to do the whole thing.
Yeah,
all the people or only the close relatives?
No, only the family members.
Family, exactly.
Everybody else can sit around with their diamonds and gold. Yeah, and one of them comes out with that solid gold, you know, scissors.
Yeah.
So the Vedic, then it's this left and others can take it, and they're poor, you know, if you're doing these big. Because you're going to be simple anyway. You're going to be. It'll be a point of lamentation anyway. So you won't wear fancy clothes.
Right.
Then when you're doing these big yagyas, shraddha yagyas and that, then you take bath with, and then all those clothes are given away. So you're wearing your fanciest, and that's given to all the people who are doing all the supportive activities like that. So there's always that element. That was what Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was making the point. You know, and also Bhagavatam. Is that you just go down to the burning guy, you're always going to find cloth or this or that. You need a piece of anything, you go in there, you get it there.
Yeah.
You know. So that way then, you know, there's always something. You know. And then here is then when you see a Maya body, then you're supposed to take bath with your clothes on.
It's an interesting just personal observation. Nowadays some people I just can't look at them. I don't know why. And I never had this like problem before. But you know, before they reach, you know, I feel the vibe, I just look aside, I just can't see the people's faces, you know. I don't know why, it's just strange. Not devotees. Not devotees. Just people, you know, traveling airport, this, that station.
It's just some individual. Yeah, so it just means that
it's really difficult.
Yeah, it's just a heavy aura.
What's
that? No, before actually, what happened in Russia? It's not considered culture to look into people's eyes because it's like challenging them, so they can actually beat you up.
Yeah, of course.
But in Israel, it's interesting. Everybody's staring at you. And it's like, it was a cultural shock, but then I came to India after that, and again, I can't look into people's faces. So it's like, it's really interesting. It just happened. I didn't think about it. It's just
some bad vibe.
Naturally.
Bad vibe.
2 years of security.
Two years.
COVID. What COVID does to people.
So that's what baseball hats are for. You put it on down.
Yeah, and the shades, you know.
Yeah, or the
and the mask.
The hoodie. Yeah, the mask, the shades, and the hoodie.
also.
The Padma Puran further says, Shudram va Bhagavad Bhaktam Nishadam Swapacham Swapacham Tata Vikshate Jati Samanyat Sayati Narakam Durvam. One who considers a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is born in a family of Shudras, Nishadas, or Chandalas, to belong to that particular caste certainly goes to hell. Yes, yeah, so it's just that you don't consider like that, because they're devotees. Then that's they're Bhagavatas. What you do is an occupation. That's another thing. So you don't have to. If you're following the slow path, then there is that thing that you're trying to move from a Shudra up to a Vaishya up to like this and that. And so over however many births it takes, you start to go up, and the point is then the Brahminical position, and you're interested in Brahman. On that, if it's necessary to meet a devotee, like this, and then keep going. But if you're following the quick path, as Krishna is giving in the Gita, that is you're contacting devotees, you're acting there. So from whatever your position, it doesn't matter, this life you can go back to Godhead. While in the slow system, basically, no one's going back to Godhead. They're just kind of moving up, and maybe if they get to the top, they will, but maybe not. I mean, Brahma mentions in the, you know, that point about the yogis drilling the respiration for millions of lifetimes, they still won't see the toenails, the effulgence from the toenails of the Lord. You know, so the slow path is not necessary. The slow path only works that at some, because you are doing things that might bring you in contact with devotees, the pure Vaishnavas, then that's where then it'll switch. But otherwise, the slow path just keeps you kind of like worried about elevation and being pious and that you might do an activity that's, you know, go to a program, hear a kirtan, you know, take prasad, take darshan, do these things, then you might like that. Because that's the whole thing, because in karma and jnana, like the sannyasis at Varanasi, it's part of the thing, you know, they're sannyasis, they invite others to come and discuss Vedanta. Therefore, they invited Lord Chaitanya like this. And because of that, then they got the proper association. Otherwise, they're not inviting Vaishnavas. But because he's a sannyasi in that, therefore. And then with Karmakanda, then they're inviting Brahmins, and so therefore devotees could be part of that. And so if they do that, they may meet Vaishnavas, and then in that way advance. But otherwise, the slow path just keeps you going around. It's geared to try to create this idea of following Guru, Sadhu, or Shastra, elevate your life, try to go for something higher, try to know beyond. But if they don't, then it's not, it's, you know, sad. But it's still the system, you know, gradually works. That's why then you have problems with those who are on the slow path, then they don't understand the quick path. Because the slow is, you know, very difficult. You have to work very hard to, you know, do these things. You know, you want to get the heavenly planets, it's hard work. You know, like we were saying before, there was something we were comparing about being a devotee, then you can go in one life, but if you're following these others, then it they take you, you know, so much work. What was that? Oh, that may have been the moment when you were both out of the room. But there was something where he was talking about how hard it is and how difficult it is to do these things, and you know the renunciation and this and that. But for the devotee, then you know whatever the position, they can go back to Godhead. So previously, only the Brahmas would be seriously interested in Brahman. That's why it is taken like that, and they're the ones, the custodians of the Veda. Like that, they would connect people, they would do the things, they would see the cultural things that are going on, that to elevate. But the point is devotees actually are the real Brahmins. And so then, by that, their position they can go. So that kind of throws off people's faith in the slow system. You know, so the point is either follow that and keep on that, or switch over. But don't follow it properly when you have the opportunity to switch to the quick, and you know, get in the way of that.
Maharaj, it's an interesting point you made about the Maharaj sannyasis. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas in a Mayavad 9 Bharati. Now, let's say instead of him being in Varanasi, it would have been a sannyasi from the Madhva line. They would not have invited him. They invited him because he is from the Mayavad line. And then because he was allowed into their midst, mm-hmm. and he happened to be the Supreme Lord, they got the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
That explained, you know, the purpose for Lord Chaitanya to take sannyas in that line and not in another line.
Yeah, that's there. It's also just that it would be, because it is a social aspect, the Varanashram is social, not spiritual, yes. as such. Therefore, then taking sannyas, it doesn't technically matter the line. You're getting the sannyas. Then you know you have that respect for the person, but you're going to study in whatever position you're in. Please see Srut Damodar and others like that. Because in north there wouldn't be others like that.
Yeah, that's the point. I always wondered, why did Lord Chaitanya not take from the other Vaishnav Sampradayas?
But then you have to go down south and things like that.
Right.
But, you know, it just works. Because in the north, you have kind of this, somebody's a bhava, then it works. They don't worry about what line it is. But in south, you have to be in an institution. Otherwise, they just don't accept you. At least, right. I don't know now, but before, it was like that. Like, that's why you never see, you know, these sadhus from north preaching in south. But you see sadhus from the south preaching in the north.
So north is more accommodating.
Yeah, because they don't know so much and all that. South is that they all know and it has to be this line and like that. And yet you have to be, you either have to be Sri, Madhva, or Shankarite. This is, you know, and you don't really have the Kumaras or others down there, so it doesn't matter. That's it. And so we're also accepted as an institution, you know, like that. Oh, then it's okay. You know, then.
Also, the main sannyasis are all taken sannyas at 8.
In the Madhvas, yeah, that's also.
There is no concept of. Yeah, they give sannyas to others, but yeah. they are from Vanaprastha.
Yeah, they're 5-6 years old. Like I remember, what's his Pejor Swami. You know, when he gets out of the car, he's carrying his danda. It's only this long.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
You mean when he's old?
Yeah. Because the point is, it means when you take sannyas, it's up to your hairline,
right.
You know, for like that, and so then. Then you know it's that small, and so you know something came up in that. It's just because you take, you know, and especially Indian kids when they're real young, they're real small.
Small, yeah.
You know, it's just like that. It's just they stay this big, and then one day they grow. You know, it's kind of like you know. So then so you get this, so that's the point of Vamana Dev.
Yes,
you know he's short for a kid. For an Indian, it means in other words, an Indian kid at that age, 5 years old, or say what, how big he would be, he was short for that. So the umbrella, you know, that we have, you know, standard umbrella is about that big, so the dunda's in the middle, so that would be where he would be carrying it here, or on his shoulder. So Bali Maharaj wonders, how is this umbrella moving? Because the umbrella is just, you know, it's just above the ground, and it's just going, and he just... He see who hires this, and then he finally, oh, what's that? Oh, that's a Brahmin. I'll call him. Yeah, but and they were joking about the Sri Sannyasis who take sannyas like when they're 80 or 90 or something like that. You know that they're saying, yeah, yeah, big dundas. You know, you can't get it in the car. You can't, you know, like that. They're ones you just take them in and stick them on the side.
The smaller the danda, the more prestigious.
Yeah, younger. I think it was Subramanian. He was 12. So his was bigger. You know, not much. Instead of that big, it was this big. You know.
They're still doing that?
Yeah. And I know Bala Sanyas still there, yeah. Because it's all done by that. They're in the schools. It's all done by astrology and everything like that. So you can tell, even I don't know the Shankarites would do it by astrology, but they wouldn't be using the regular panchang, they'd be using the tantric stuff. like that. But you know, they could tell, and then they can just tell, okay, the guy's going to be from the plant, he's going to be walking down this road at this time, and he's going to look like this. So just their people go out and collect them. I don't know if they still do that, but that Bharati, the Vedic math, he was telling about himself. He went to the market, and then suddenly all these, you know, all the Brahmins from the Shankara temple come and say, you have to come with us to this, you know, Swami wants to see you, or somebody wants to see you. So, you know, okay, you know, and he goes there. And then he goes in, they discuss with him and tell him you're taking sannyas. You know, and they show him the chart and everything. This is how it's going to go down.
And the mother's waiting at home. Where's my son?
He took sannyas. He never left. He never left the mind. He went in, never came back out, you know, except as a sannyas. Yeah.
Recently, one guy who took sannyas, and then they were videotaping it. And the whole scene, father, mother, making a scene, and people down writing on, how can you do that? This is child abuse. But that guy is already an adult.
This before. Because he can tell he's not going to get married. That's not going to work. So at least in that. So they're...
Also, Madhvas Maharaj specifically, they're so strict. They're all from Udupi.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a devotee, like, you know, whose father said, if you're marrying, you're marrying a Madhva girl. Otherwise, forget about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
There's no option given.
Okay.
To marry in that line, from there, that's it. There is no other, not even an inch moving here and there.
Yeah. Well, as the father-in-law, he wouldn't want, you know, instead of, what do you call it, the tour doll, he had Ahar doll put into the chance. Yeah, you know, it's like that. You know, that's a Shri thing. It's like,
so they follow like that, and the breeds are also.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, you have, they're very, very specific natures and mentalities. So it works for them, but it's that strict. You know, so it's the, what do you call it, laissez-faire. Yeah, that won't really work for these systems. Okay, yeah. So in other words, and this takes care of anything, because you have chandalas can mean anything below shudra. So when the verse only says chandala, it means anything below a shudra. It doesn't mean specifically just the chandala, like that. If they're trying to point out about it doesn't matter the lowness, then they may say chandala, or they may say the swapacha. But otherwise, here, then it's getting everything. So shudras, they're about nishadas and chandalas. So nishada will be the one just below shudra from the pratiloma. And the chandala will be the one just below the anuloma. So the worst of the pratiloma and the worst of the anuloma, then that will be, so that basically covers it. You know, because otherwise you don't want to sit there and go on a list of 15 different things that, you know, that's covered in the verse about, they call it, you know, the Huna Pulindas, you know, like that. That one also. But what means, if you're not one of the groups, you know, because in one sense you could say of the outcasts, those 12 will be the prominent, the more prestigious groups. Then it says, after that, it says, or lower. Like that. So generally we fit into that. There are those that are mentioned in the first 12, like that too. So. A Brahmin must be a Vaishnava and a learned scholar. Therefore, in India, it is customary to address a Brahmin as Pandita. Without knowledge of Brahman, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a Vaishnava is already a Brahmana, whereas a Brahmana may become a Vaishnava. Right? It means the Brahmana with association could take up Vaishnava understanding, but a Vaishnava is automatically a Brahmana. In the Garuda Purana, it said, Bhaktir Ashta Vidha Yesha Yasmin mleche pi vartate sa viprendro muni shreshta sa jnani cha Sacha Panditaha. Even if one is born in a Malecha, or even if one is born a Malecha, if he becomes a devotee, he is to be considered the best of the Brahmanas and a learned pundit. Right? So that's a, that's also then a general. Malecha generally means, one point Prabhupada was, or one of the acharyas was explaining, then Yavana means that they're meat eaters. Lechas then mean they are against the Vedic culture. Generally, they would be meat eaters, but you could have a, you know, a vegan lecha.
Another translation from lecha is that who mumbles, they can't pronounce, you know, words clearly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like Sanskrit, you know, hymns, yeah.
Well, you see, it's so difficult for those that from, you know, in outside cultures to say the Sanskrit. Yeah, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's one of the definitions.
Like that. And then the Vishwapuran says the Malechas would be very proud of their language.
Wow.
And they were specifically, excuse me, the Vishwapuran are talking about that island. If you stand at Calais, you can throw a rock, you can hit that island. They're meaning that one.
You know why Calais?
No, Greek.
That's probably knows. Calais is a French port facing the UK.
Yeah, it's the closest point
to
the UK.
La Manche.
Yeah, La Manche.
Yeah, so it specifically means when you cross that channel, those Wallace.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah, how you say? Yeah, and south of the wall. You know, we have Hadrian's Wall. Because it's, you know, just to say, because it's that if someone from Ireland, Wales, or Scotland, you say they're English, they get upset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can say they're British,
yeah,
but you can't say they're English. So that what the Pravisha is talking about is specifically the English. Yeah, because the other three aren't really proud of their language. Their language is Gaelic, actually. Okay, back to reality, right? Similarly, the Tattvasagara says, Yata kanchanatam yati kamshyam rasa vidhanataha tata diksha vidhanena dvijatam jayate naninam. As bell metal is turned to gold when mixed with mercury in an alchemical process, so one who is properly trained and initiated by a bona fide spiritual master becomes a brahmana immediately. Right? So then that's the point. If we've been initiated by the pancharatric process, then one has to be accepted in that position. It, you know, it means it's immediate. It means, in other words, you're qualified, but it doesn't mean that, how you say, qualified meaning that you're... your status is correct, but whether you have the proper adhikar and knowledge for doing the things, that's another thing. You know, it's like I said, that someone is, and he can, no matter the background, he can immediately do the yagyas and this and that, but that means you're initiated, then you can do that.
You know, when Srila Prabhupada often time in the beginning of a prof, what he explained, I would say, it appears that, right?
Yeah.
So, in one lecture, Prabhupada's talking that verse. And he says that verse was composed by Sanatana Goswami. It appears that he was very well versed in chemistry.
Yeah. I've heard a lecturer of Prabhupada even tell us which metals are combined.
Yeah.
He says those ones, if you know the process, you combine them, you'll get called.
Yeah.
Like that. That's different from the yogis.
Yes. Yes.
That's the different process than yogis. Yeah, drink the mercury, like mantras and that, then they turn it into gold. But this is that they can melt them and by what you put you can make gold. So before it was known, you know, like that. All this evidence found in the revealed scriptures proves that according to the Vedic version, a Vaishnava is never to be considered an abrahmana or a non-brahmana. A Vaishnava should not be thought to belong to a lower caste, even if born in a Malecha or Yavana family. Because he has become a devotee of Lord Krishna, he has become purified and has attained the stage of Brahmana. Dvijatam jayate narinam. So he's attained that stage. So that's what we're saying there. But it's just like you have someone who's just gotten, you know, initiated into that, but then he may now have, he learns the puja and all that, he takes up. Does that make sense? Like that. But the point is he's qualified on that. It's just a matter of whether he can do it. You know, it's just like, let's say, someone who has second initiation, they can go into the deity room, they can cook for the deities and that, that, whether they know how to cook or whether they, but they can go in and learn and then do. Like that. So they have the adhikar that they can take up those practices. So that's the point. Just by that moment, as soon as the, you know, the yajna is over, he can go. He's qualified. So it's instant. It's not you know, only after 10 days or something, you know, something has to mature or something. So that's the Vaishnavas, because the whole point is it's about Vaishnavas. In the spiritual world, everyone's Vaishnavas. Coming here means that one's turned away from Krishna, so that being a non-Vaishnava is the problem. So anyone turns back to, that's the actual purpose of the living being. That's the actual purpose of the material world is to come to there. So therefore, then they're functioning on that platform. Right. You know, and then how they maintain themselves, that's another question. That's a different thing. Yeah. That's a social thing. That's not spiritual. Yeah. Does that make sense? So that's why we don't make those distinctions when we're dealing with ashram and sadhana and things like that. It's not that. We don't distinguish. Okay. 3:16:30-38. Kalidas again offers obeisances to Jadu Thakur and asks his permission to go. The saint Jadu Thakur followed him as he left. After bidding farewell to Kalidas, Jadu Thakur returned to his home, leaving the marks of his feet plainly visible in many places. Kalidas smeared the dust from those footprints all over his body. Then he hid in a place near Jadu Thakur's home. Upon returning home, Jadu Thakur saw the mangoes Kalidas had presented. Within his mind, he offered them to Krishna Chandra. Jadu Thakur's wife then took the mangoes from the covering of banana tree leaves and bark and offered them to Jadu Thakur, who began to suck and eat them. When he finished eating, he left the seeds on the banana leaf, and his wife, after feeding her husband, later began to eat. After she finished eating, she filled the banana leaves and bark with the seeds, picked up the refuse, and then threw it into the ditch where all the refuse was thrown. Kalidas licked the banana bark and the mango seeds and skins, and while licking them, he was overwhelmed with jubilation and ecstatic love. In this way, Kalidas ate the remnants of food left by all the Vaishnavas residing in Bengal. You know, so it doesn't say a lot of devotees or from devotees, it says all. And it said it, I think, so far, I think, three times.
Yeah.
So that means it's.
So Maharaj, a pastime like this shows that this is not a behavior for every devotee to follow, obviously. But we have one case here, one Vaishnava, who displayed pure bhakti through the form of taking the remnants from the Vaishnavas. But it doesn't mean that it should be a process for all of us.
No, no, it's not a process.
Each other's house and wait for the devotee to finish, you know.
No. No, because the point is you have somebody very advanced and someone else is very advanced. But that one sees the Vaishnavas in that position is that they're all worshipable and respectable. So he's offering obeisances, he's doing all these different things. And so he doesn't have a problem like that. It's not that, you know, he can't eat this one's food because he's from this family or that family. Or so we would see sometimes they would, the devotees in yeah, Neelachal, and sometimes I think you even, I'm not sure, Neelachal we have stories. I don't remember in Bengal that they're inviting Lord Chaitanya over, but they're not from Brahmin family, so they'll bring a Brahmin to cook, and then, you know, and everything will be arranged, but they're doing, and it's not because they can't cook and they can't do, it's because the locals won't necessarily accept all that, you know, and why create trouble? You know, the point is it's not about us, it's about pleasing the Lord and serving the Lord. So they were in that consideration, like Sanatana Goswami and walking on the beach and not going into the temple. It's just, that's the way they like it, then what's the big problem? You know, they're chanting, they're seeing Lord Chaitanya.
So, you know, we have, you know, this common culture, devotees will wait for the ma from the guru or the ma from the deities. And, you know, sometimes it really gets out of hand, you know, like...
Well, hence, they call it madhukari. It means if it's gentlemanly, you come out distributed and all that in Hari Bhava. If it gets to be where it's a riot and everyone's coming and trying to get this and that, that's when you mix everything up. Then you'll see is that everything somehow or another immediately becomes very, very sane. Someone was telling me the other day about this, that I can't remember who was saying, that they were telling that story about they used to do an after Prabhupada, someone wants this and that. Oh, I think it was, maybe it was Dagashakti.
Shruti Rupa.
Yeah.
And it would take 2-3 hours to distribute the prasad because this one wants this and that. And you have to go to them and you have to do this and this and there. And, you know, this one's senior, this one's junior, this one's that, and so many things like that. And then, come the afternoon and then Prabhupada asked about something if they'd eaten or like that and said, no. He says, why not? He says, oh, because they're going to distribute prasad. I said, what? And when she explained what was going on, the Prabhupada said, no, when you finish, just take it all, mix it all up. Yeah. And then stand outside the door, whoever wants is there, and then after that, go back in.
And turn up, she ate everything.
Yeah, and so then they got, you know, so then they were eating on time and eating, you know. But it's you have to see that, you know, just whatever works. Or you just, you know, take it, you know, put it on the plate, stick it out there, and then, you know, then let the rugby match begin.
I remember one time in Poland, you know, we were with the Dumaswami. So, you know, I was the last one to get finished, my river, he was gone. And then devotees, they come and, you know, they want to take some from my house. You're not taking anything, man. Let me wash my plate. And one devotee grabs a paper towel and he eats it in front of me. He says, but there's Mahaprasad. I'm
sorry.
He ate it in front of me.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Where they get that? Because sitting there eating in front of the guy and that eating off the plate—that's you don't. It's not a standard thing. It's not people do it as a sentiment and all this and that. You know, they go to you, please. No, you're eating. You come afterwards. You know, here, Kalidas, why don't you go over there in the bin and get it?
You know? Kids ask, when are you eating? Then
kids, that's another thing. You know, so that's different, but others then it's doing it in the things of Baba. Like no, I've had where it's like you're in schools, you know, for those programs within the Dundamarsh, and so they have those big huge, you know, stainless steel things, you know, the deep for big pots and that. So when you go to wash your hands, there's so much space. So they come and someone turns on the tap for you. Think okay, very nice. You start washing your hands. Immediately, two or three other hands go in and they're drinking the water. It's like, so then it's just like, you know, after prasad, I would just walk down to the other end where, you know, we were and just use over there and things like that. So it's, if they're doing it, it's enthusiastic, but the thing is, it's supposed to be where it's not disturbing to you.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But if afterwards you eat and then these guys wait and then eat whatever, that's fine, they do. But it shouldn't be that it's a whole, like you said, a whole sadhana or something, you know. But otherwise, you see, like amongst the brahmacharis, it's always, you know, how you say, yeah. Who's more humble than the other, you know, and that can go on for a long time. But that's just some fun amongst brahmacharis or friends and all that. That thing's there, but it shouldn't be disturbing, because there it's not disturbing. You know, it's just each one's more humble than the other one, you know, until finally you were the humblest and the other one, what do you call it? Didn't try to be humbler than you, and then you've won, and you had the best, you know, like that. So, you know, it has its particular thing. You know.
After that, one of the guys says, look, I allowed you to be humble.
And then it keeps going. Yeah, so. Yeah, so it's just a matter of it's, you know, good taste and finally that's all right. And when it gets to be like that, they all hover around your plate, and it's just at that point it's just either if they don't go, then I just get up, you know, and then they jump on and think it's great and fabulous like that. They don't know that you didn't finish eating, so someone else has to tell them. Well, that's the problem, is probably no one else notices, you know, and then after that you just eat in your room.
Yeah.
Okay. 316, 39 to 64. When Kalidas visited Jagannath Puri, Neelachala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed great mercy upon him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly visit the temple of Jagannath every day, and at that time Govinda, his personal servant, used to carry his water pot and go with him. On the northern side of the Simhadwara, behind the door, there are 22 steps leading to the temple. And at the bottom of those steps is a ditch. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wash his feet in this ditch, and then he would enter the temple to see Lord Jagannath. Oh, so maybe that's why they brought the water pot, so he could wash his feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so this ditch means that because everything's pukka, it's a drain for, you know, probably other water, but it's also for washing, cleaning, doing these kind of things. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his personal servant Govinda that no one should take the water that had washed his feet. Because of the Lord's strict order, no living being could take the water. Some of his intimate devotees, however, would take it by some trick. One day, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was washing his feet in that place, Kalidas came and extended his palm to take the water. Kalidas drank one palmful, then a second and a third. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade him to drink more. "Do not act in this way anymore. I have fulfilled your desire as far as possible." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most exalted, omniscient, supreme personality of Godhead. And therefore he knew that Kalidas, in the core of his heart, had full faith in Vaishnavas. Because of this quality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied him with mercy not attainable by anyone else. On the southern side, behind and above the 22 steps, is the deity of Lord Nrisimhadeva. It is on the left as one goes up the steps towards the temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his left side towards the deity, offered obeisances to Lord Nrisimhadeva as he proceeded towards the temple. He recited the following verses again and again while offering obeisances. "I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Lord Nrisimhadeva. You are the giver of pleasure to Prahlad Maharaj, and your nails cut the chest of Hiranyakashipu like a chisel cutting stone. Lord Nrisimhadeva is here, and he is also there on the opposite side. Wherever I go, there I see Lord Nrisimhadeva. He is outside and within my heart. Therefore I take shelter of Lord Nrisimhadeva, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead." Note 22. These verses are quoted from this Nrisimha Purana. Is this the one that we chant?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not saying yet.
The one you chant in the morning here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before the...
No.
Means our regular. Regular. Means that the beginning one may have been that. I think
the beginning one is the end one.
Oh, is that okay? Namaste, Narasinghaya, Palavaladeh. Yeah. That other one, that's also one that's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yeah.
Like that. So it's also quite famous. But this one here is that Namaste, Narasinghaya.
That's the last stanza was given in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
It's in the reverse order.
Oh, okay.
It's the same.
Having offered obeisances to Lord Nrisimhadeva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Jagannath. Then he returned to his residence, finished his noon duties, and took his lunch. Kalidas was standing outside the door, expecting the remnants of food from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Knowing this, Mahaprabhu gave an indication to Govinda. Govinda understood all the indications of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore immediately delivered the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's food to Kalidasa. Taking the remnants of the food of Vaishnavas is so valuable that it induced Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to offer Kalidasa his supreme mercy. Therefore, giving up hatred and hesitation, try to eat the remnants of the food of Vaishnavas. For you will thus be able to achieve your desired goal of life. The remnants of food offered to the Lord are called Mahaprasadam. After the same Mahaprasadam has been taken by a devotee, the remnants are elevated to Mahaprasadam. The dust of the feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the feet of the devotee, and the remnants of food left by a devotee are three very powerful substances. By rendering service to these three, one attains the supreme goal of ecstatic love for Krishna. Right, so we see Kalidas had that faith, because Also, we just saw after Jadu Thakur went into the house, because he walked him out, you know, and then to the gate, and then when he goes in, his footprints were able to be seen. So he, Kalidas specifically, went, took that dust, then went out to wait for remembrance. Like that. So it's, it wasn't sentiment, it was he had that full faith. It was just, you know.
But it says the remnants left by devotees are not supposed to leave like this, supposed to finish everything on their plates. If they leave remnant, it's because they have the consciousness, I'm gonna give my mercy to somebody.
That, or it's just, or they just, because remnants can mean just a grain.
Yeah, just a grain.
It means that how many, after they finish eating, their plate looks like it was never used.
Yeah.
So therefore you can, all it takes is something. It's not that you need like a, you know, a full calzone or something.
It's not
their
remnant.
Yeah, I always remember there would be those who would come off a Prabhupada's plate. Anything off the plate was there, but I kind of remember, I can't remember which devotee it was. He would always ask for anything that Prabhupada had bitten.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, but there's also the rule for sannyasis that they should only eat half. Whatever they're given is only to eat half. So then that has the aspect, that's why then Advaitacharya, when he's feeding Lord Chaitanya, you know, he would eat and leave half, so he'd give him more again. And he says, no, but I've let him, no, just leave half of that, and just keep going. You know, that's So it's that the rule is leave nothing or leave half. So that's the thing. But in general, then it's for. Yeah.
That's why the French meals are always served with bread, so that the last piece of bread you clean it all.
Yeah, because they know Kalidas is waiting outside. So
even Jadu Thakur knew that. But that's why Kalidas specifically takes bananas and mangoes. He cannot eat mango seed, neither can he eat my banana peels. So that's what is thrown.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's licking.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what he was going for.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah. That's why he's saying. That's why he's saying he's licking the seed.
Baguette is gone.
Yeah. Talking about the crumbs. The crumbs, you know, it's kind of like when you get it in the long bag, you know, so he gets that bag that's wadded up, he gets the bag, opens it, and shakes it out. Yes. That's it.
But you know, you see the Bengalis, you know, they only rise and down, right? And they go with this finger. You know.
That's what I'm saying, so there's nothing left. You know.
I mean, the plate is like brand new. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the traditional standard. South also. They're even better at it because Bengalis, nothing's water. But in South, you get rice and water that's been flaked. I mean, literally, it's water. And they can get it off the plate, huh?
It's a chili water.
Yeah.
Tamarind is better. Chili yeah. is not much to work in that.
Yeah, so then even when they're serving, they get the rice and they come to serve, they put it on the plate, but you can only put so much because it's so thin. Then they put out their hand like this and then they pour a drink like this. You know, and then they go to the next guy. But they can get it like this off the plate. You can put rasam on the plate, nothing else. They can get it off the plate.
Wow.
So they're even better than the Bengalis.
Amazing.
And then in generally, the pattas which are served in India, they don't have the sides also. It's like a plain
leaf plate.
Mm-hmm. So, and then all the prasadam in that and all the sambar in that, and then you have to eat them.
Well, that's what we had in the 70s in the Paris temple. White plastic sheet. And then it
Oh, you didn't use wax paper.
Wax paper.
Yeah, wax paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, LA also, I saw that wax paper. Yeah, they just have the roll, they come out, so it goes, rips off the piece, rips off the piece, and so, okay.
Instead of plastic, what? They will throw
there was no plastic.
No, it was just you could throw it away.
Of the banana
wax, you know, wax paper?
Yeah.
So it's just, it was like that kind of thing. You didn't have to keep the plates where you're going to wash them, you know, this and that, so you could just throw them away. And it's paper, it's biodegradable, so, you know, win-win. No, I only saw it in L.A. And in, must say, in Paris.
In Paris, we had it.
So it must be that from L.A. it went to Paris.
And the devotees would get on their knees and lick the floor.
I've seen that. If someone spilled milk, they get down and lick it off the floor. Yeah.
And then you get a taste of the wax because it was wooden floor.
Yeah.
Otherwise, do like Udupi. They just eat on the floor.
Off the floor.
Yeah, eat off the floor.
It's stone. So.
Stone.
You wash it, it's stone. So it's stone's more pure than gold. Prabhupada mentioned about here at the Prashad Hall, they never did it, but because it was those raised, you know, the seats that was raised, and it's marble.
Yes.
So Prabhupada says stone is more, you know, is pure. So then, as long as it's clean, he says you could serve straight on that without plates.
Yeah.
They never did it, but
still wild, I guess.
Yeah. But I mean, when it comes down to eating off of that or a salpata that, you know, is, you know, and not a good, not like these today where they're all sewn up and that, but just a few sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been easier off.
Yeah, that's
and then your boundary is not limited.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he just, yeah, as you're going like this, you just catch that guy's.
You need more right, you take from right.
Yeah.
You need more down, you take from left.
Especially when they're talking and then.
When he comes to Prashadam, the voice seems to go on and on.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the most stories are either Prashadam or Sankirtan.
Prashadam and Sankirtan.
And then, of course, the stories of Prashadam on Sankirtan. Those are like insane.
Yeah.
The ones at the temple, that's crazy. But the ones on Sankirtan, that's insane. What else? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Really. By rendering service to these three, one attains the supreme goal of ecstatic love for Krishna. In all the revealed scriptures, this is loudly declared again and again. So loudly means it's very prominent. Therefore, my dear devotees, please hear from me, for I insist again and again. Please keep faith in these three and render service to them without hesitation. From these three, one achieves the highest goal of life, ecstatic love of Krishna. This is the greatest mercy of Lord Krishna. The evidence is Kalidas himself. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Jagannath Puri, Neelachala, and he invisibly bestowed great mercy upon Kalidas. Right? Because no one else, you know, except for Govinda, no one saw this. But it's known, you know, that they got that mercy. And that's because he had that faith in these three.
Maybe Govinda then later in the evening told it to Swarupa Damodara.
Yeah, and some of them, they wrote it down.
Otherwise, how would we know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what happened today.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's special. It's, but like you say, you don't see others doing it.
Yeah.
Not getting the mercy. So but that's very, because he said it just so many times just in this time. He called before. Just like another 2 minutes, right? So then, so he's repeated it many times at the end, and he also, like we said, three times he mentioned about Kalidas early in the story, so he's trying to bring this out, and then he himself is fervently trying to say that have faith in these three. So someone's doing, it's not bad, it's just a matter of whether culturally they're doing it nicely and all that, and they shouldn't upset others. But at the same time, is that enthusiasm, it's not technically a bad thing. It's just maybe whether it's like with Kalidas, it's mature, but whether with them it's mature, so it's just kind of like they're having some fun or something. But
we had a devotee here. He's still a devotee, Arjuna Krishna, over in Dallas. You know, he joined in 79 or something to give his Tamal Krishna life. Every opportunity, I mean, he has his home as a museum, he collected all the toothpicks, all the airline socks, everything that he could grab on Tamal Krishna Maharaj's room, from his plates, Brahman thread. I mean, he's got a huge collection.
So he has like laminated chapatis.
I mean, he has things, you know, it's like unbelievable. He's collected for about 30 years. He's been collecting things.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And he's like really attached to it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, so you have it, so, but then you don't mind that. Or I think Puru in New York,
with
Prabhupada's things, you know, it was his museum, it wasn't the temple
museum.
You know. No, it's nice, these things. It just, you know, should be that it's something that's real, you know, because if all the devotees in Bengal, that means he's been doing that for a long time. Right. It wasn't that he just, you know, for 6 months. It's his new thing, you know. It's
a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. When it's a lifestyle, then it's all right. If it's just a fad or some fun. Depends. If it's amongst the right circle, it's okay. But if you go outside of your circle, you might get...
Yeah, that's true.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.